This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Federal prosecutors in New York Friday asked the judge to sentence Michael Cohen, the former personal lawyer for President Donald Trump, to a substantial term of imprisonment for paying an adult film star hush money on Trump's behalf and evading taxes. Meanwhile, as AP's Chad Day reports, special counsel Robert Mueller's office said that Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, lied several times to federal investigators.
Cohen, next week, will be sentenced by a federal judge in New York, and prosecutors recommended that he should serve substantial prison time. So he will find out how long he's going to be behind bars, if he is. In Manafort's case, we're kind of waiting to see what federal prosecutors will do, whether or not they will pursue charges against him for these false statements. It shows a dichotomy here. It's kind of the yin and yang of this, where you have one who is like a very good cooperator with Mueller, who is telling a lot of things about the Trump campaign, and another person who was supposed to be cooperating, but then it all fell apart when they lied.
Meanwhile, here in Washington, fired FBI Director James Comey testified behind closed doors before two House committees. As Ed Donahue reports, Comey will be back here in Washington to testify the week before Christmas.
Comey did not like the idea this was closed-door testimony.
We're talking again about Hillary Clinton's emails, for heaven's sake, so I'm not sure we need to do this at all.
He told reporters a transcript of this will bore you. On Twitter, President Trump wrote, "It is being reported that Lincoln James Comey was told by Department of Justice attorneys not to answer the most important questions, calling it bias and corruption."
The FBI, for understandable reasons, doesn't want me talking about the details of the investigation that is still ongoing.
And Comey had something to say about President Trump.
The president's attacks on the Justice Department broadly and the FBI are something that no matter what political party you're in, you should find deeply troubling.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News.